Right, get this. Today's deep dive, we're heading into some, well, frankly, pretty unexpected territory. Spiritual
Oh.
healing, right? But here's the kicker. In rural Mexico,
Okay.
and get this, all through, you're not going to believe this, declassified CIA documents. Wild.
Sure. CIA documents on spiritual healing. That's certainly not what I expected to be digging into.
Right. Not exactly your typical spy thriller material.
Yeah.
So what do we have here? Why is the CIA interested in?
Well, it's not so much about the CIA going rogue and setting up shop in some village, you know. These documents, they revolve around anthropological research the CIA commissioned way back when.
Fascinating.
Yeah, and they were really aiming to grasp these practices, you know, like from a cultural perspective, how these traditions fit into the bigger picture.
Okay, so like imagine this. You find yourself in a rural Mexican village, right, where traditional healing is just, it's like ingrained in their daily life.
Totally. Passed down through generations, not through textbooks or anything, but like you said, experience, observation, you know, the real deal.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's like the world, this anthropologist, the one whose work we're diving into, that's what you wanted to unpack.
Yeah, she was all about uncovering those intricacies of how this alternative healing system works. Like, how effective did people actually find it? And maybe most importantly, how does it all connect back to what the community, what they believe about health and well-being in general?
And get this, she wasn't just like a some detached observer. This anthropologist, she went all in. She even trained to be a healer herself. Now that's dedication.
Absolutely. Talk about immersive research and that hands-on approach. It led her to this like fascinating concept. She called it the folk Mexican cognitive model of recovery.
Okay, the folk Mexican cognitive model of recovery. Break that down for me.
So picture this web, right, with all these threads woven together. You've got history, societal beliefs, even the surrounding environment, all these things intertwined. And this model, it basically shows how these elements, how they shape the way people in that culture understand healing itself.
Wow. So it's not just about treating a broken bone or a cold. It's like this understanding of how those things are connected to a person's what their family, their history, their environment.
Exactly. It's all one big picture.
So we're really getting a feel for this whole world of traditional healing. Okay,
Yeah.
so we're in this village, right? And we've like been invited to actually see one of these healing sessions firsthand.
Yeah.
What's going on? What are these healers actually doing?
Yeah. This is where her, you know, the anthropologist's firsthand experience, it really adds a whole other dimension.
Right.
She talks about these healing sessions as like these incredibly almost multi-sensory experiences. It's
Right.
not just like, oh, here, take this pill and you'll feel better. You know, it's about engaging all the senses, the emotions, even the spirit.
Okay, so like what does that even look like? Can you give us an example? Paint a picture for us.
Sure. So imagine this, right? The air is thick with this like the scent of copal incense. It's like casting this hazy, almost mystical glow on the whole room.
Wow.
And the healer, the curandero, they're called, they're carefully preparing this mixture of herbs, you know, rosemary, basil, chamomile, things like that. But
Yeah.
they're chosen very intentionally based on their properties and what the patient needs.
Man, it's amazing. Like, she really captures all these sensory details. Like, I feel like we're right there.
Yeah.
So we've got the scene, we've got the herbs. What else is happening?
So the curandero might be speaking, but it's like in these hushed tones, almost like a prayer, you know,
Yeah.
invoking like the healing power of nature or their ancestors maybe. And might
Lovely.
lay their hands on the patient, you know, in a forceful way or anything, but just this like this gentle touch, almost as if they're listening to the body's energy. And
Interesting.
sometimes they'll even like engage in a form of counseling, you know,
Oh.
helping the patient maybe process emotional blocks, anxieties, things like that could be contributing to their illness.
So it's like this really intricate blend of like we've got rituals, herbs, energy work, even a little bit of therapy thrown in there.
Absolutely. It's very holistic, you know.
Yeah, it's a far cry from like, a sterile doctor's office, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But the big question, right, the one everyone's thinking is, does it actually work? Okay, so we've gone deep on this traditional healing in rural Mexico, but what about this, right? What about near-death experiences?
Is.
Yeah, NDEs. Have you ever like wondered what it would be like to have one of those?
I mean, it's a question that's like been around forever, right? And this research, it offers some really wild insights into how these experiences, NDEs, can like completely change a person, their outlook on life, death, even love. It's pretty profound.
Yeah, it's always kind of blown my mind how people who've had NDEs, they often just, they can't even describe it.
Right.
Like the document even talks about this, how so many NDEers, they worry about being like dismissed or even ridiculed if they try to explain what they saw or felt.
Oh, totally. It's like, how do you put that into words?
Right. It's like trying to describe a dream, but like 1,000 times more intense.
Absolutely. It's deeply personal, you know? But one thing researchers have noticed is how NDEs often lead to this thing they call value transformation.
Value transformation. Yeah. Okay, so what does that even mean? Break that down.
Basically, it's like this shift in priorities, right? It's like you're reevaluating what actually matters in life. Like, imagine your core values are all getting shuffled around, you know?
Okay.
It's not just like changing your mind about something. It's way deeper than that. It's a fundamental shift, like, in your whole perspective, and it affects everything. How you live, how you love, how you deal with life and death, everything.
So it's not like everyone automatically becomes, you know, deeply religious or anything.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I mean, for some, yeah, it might deepen their existing faith, make it more important.
Right.
But for others, it might be more about like a spiritual awakening, you know, less about dogma, more about like this bigger sense of connection. But the research, it does point to these like these common themes, less fear of death, a real appreciation for life, and often this like this profound sense of connection to something bigger than themselves.
That makes me think about like people who've had these like brushes with death, you know?
Yes.
Like maybe a bad accident or something.
Right.
But they didn't have a full-on NDE. Do they still go through these like transformations?
That's a great question. And the research actually suggests that, yeah, anytime someone comes face to face with their own mortality, even without the like the classic NDE, you know, bells and whistles,
right,
it can be a huge catalyst for change. It's like it shakes you awake to what's really important.
Totally. It's like these experiences, whether it's, you know, traditional healing in some remote village or like a glimpse into the beyond during an NDE, it kind of reminds us of like the power of belief.
Absolutely.
The resilience of the human spirit.
For sure.
And this like deep down desire we all have to like find meaning, you know, especially when we're faced with the unknown.
Yeah, I love that. It really highlights like the incredible complexity of being human.
Totally.
And how these encounters with the extraordinary, they have this power to like illuminate something deep within us, you know, and even in the world around us.
That's so well said. So as we like resurface from this deep dive, you know, into healing near-death experiences, right, and all the mysteries of consciousness, what's like the one thing you want our listeners to walk away with?
I think the biggest takeaway is just remembering that we're all works in progress, you know, always evolving, always learning, and that inside each of us, there's this incredible potential for change, for real profound transformation.
Love it. And hey, who knows, maybe this deep dive will spark something for you, our listener, you know, maybe it'll make you want to explore these topics more, ask some big questions, keep seeking those like those aha moments that make life so amazing. Until next time, keep diving deep.